Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Adam Hemmings. The fire near Waroona is still burning out of control after destroying at least two buildings. Parts of Blythewood, Coolup, Mealon, Nangarbrook, Oakley, Teesdale and Waroona remain under an emergency warning this afternoon. The cause of the fire has been deemed as accidental. Incident controller Sven Anderson says crews are building containment lines.
The northern side is fully tracked, so that'll assist with the southwesterly wind, but, you know, it could jump over at any point. At this stage, we're expecting we'll be able to manage that in the first instance, so no real concerns.
The man accused of cable tying three children in Broome has faced court where his bail has been renewed. It's heard the 45-year-old restrained the kids after he found them in a pool at a vacant property. The case will be heard again next month, giving him time to seek further legal advice. The mental health clinic, previously operated by Bethesda, will turn into a public-run service. The purpose-built facility in Coburn will soon be run by the South Metropolitan Health Service for at least 3 years. Premier Roger Cook says it'll boost mental health support in Perth's southern suburbs.
This first-class clinic will be an important asset for our public health system and will add 75 beds in the southern sector. Over the coming weeks, services will be progressively resumed here at the clinic.
There are concerns within the business sector about the push to increase the minimum wage. The federal government is set to petition the Fair Work Commission for a hike that's in line with inflation. To sport, and the Adelaide Crows are yet to win a game after the first two rounds of the AFL, and they'll face Fremantle in a Good Friday match this week at Optus Stadium. Assistant coach Jack Holmes says they could turn things around in Perth.
Play our style and play our way a little bit is going to be really important for us, and let's not treat, you know, it can start to build a little bit. You go, oh, we've started the season 0-2, but do you know what? This is a fresh game.
And the Socceroos have arrived in Canberra ahead of their second World Cup qualifier against Lebanon tomorrow night.